You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, Sabbath versus Sunday in the New Testament. We're continuing on. Let's look at what Exodus 31:13 says, and giving you some background on the Sabbath from the Bible, and then we're going to look at the New Testament after this verse. All right, Exodus 31:13. Speak also to the children of Israel, saying, surely my Sabbaths, that's plural in Hebrew and English, surely my Sabbaths you shall keep. For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy to you. Everyone who profanes it shall surely be put to death. For whoever does any work on it, that person shall be cut off from among his people. Work shall be done for 6 days, but the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day shall surely be put to death. Therefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. This is a sign between you and God. Now, some people are going to say, well, we're not Jews. We're not Israel. We don't need to keep this. Well, let me ask you a question. Most Christians think that the 144,000 are Christians, and that's them. See, what they want to do is reject all of the curses for violating God's laws, but steal all of the blessings from the Jews, not even understanding that there's a difference between a Jew and an Israelite. Quite simply, the Jew is one brother of the 12 tribes. There are 11 other brothers that make up the house of Israel, and Judah is only one. Now, you can identify him. The most obvious is the sign that we just read about here in Exodus 31. The sign is the Sabbath. And guess what? If you are 100% Gentile, well, I got news for you. In order to be in a covenant relationship with God, you have to be grafted in. You have to become part of Israel. You don't replace Israel. You're grafted in and you become part of Israel. Take a look at Jeremiah 30, verse 30, and read. It says, for this is the covenant that I will make in those days with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Do you see anything in there about Gentiles? No. This is talking about the new covenant. It doesn't say one word about Gentiles. Guess what? Because they're not there. To be part of the new covenant, you have to be grafted into the whole house of Israel. You don't, like I said, you don't replace Israel. You become part of Israel. And so when all of these verses about the Sabbath and God's laws, you can't blow them off and say, that ain't me, because I ain't Israel. If you're in a new covenant, you are part of Israel. You're grafted in, or you're not there. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.